Listening Library presents Hound Dog True by Linda Urban. Read for you by Catherine Tabor. Uncle Potluck said when he talked to the moon talked back. Mama laughed. Same old Potluck, she said. But he'd already grabbed his hat. Already looked at Maddie, eyebrows up, saying, "It's Hound Dog True." Already opened the door to the night. Out they went. Out past the bean teepees and tomato cages and the stone rabbit standing guard, Maddie matching Uncle Potluck's steps in the garden dirt. Out they went beyond the tangle of pumpkin vines and the backyard house Miss Sweet was renting. "Few more days, you'll know this place by heart," Uncle Potluck said. "Won't need me showing you the way." Maddie was not so sure. It was dark out here, without street lights and golden arches, and headlights graying up the sky. Uncle Potluck had grown up in this yard. Mama, too. Likely, it would take till Maddie grew up before she could path her way through the night. Up they went, up the rise to the edge of the woods, to the flat rock ledge by the apple tree. Uncle Potluck looked up, and Maddie looked up, up to where the moon ought to be. Uncle Potluck whispered, "She's hiding behind the skirts of Mama Night, you know." Maddie knew. Uncle Potluck leaped up on that rock, put his hat to his heart. "Miss Moon," he called. "Miss Moon, come on out, sweetheart." Uncle Potluck waited, and Maddie waited, till a breeze came by, thinning the clouds. "You've got to trust the moon if you want the moon to trust you," he said, handing Maddie his hat. He wanted her to talk, Maddie knew. Wanted her to introduce herself. Say something fine. But Maddie could not find a word in that dark. She put on Uncle Potluck's hat, let it fall down over her eyes. What did Maddie have to say that would interest the moon? Chapter 1. The stick man had bolts of cartoon electricity shooting out of him. "Attention! Advertisement," it says over his head. "Attention! Achtung! Do not use ladder in electrical storms. May cause severe injury or death." Maddie is glad she is not in an electrical storm. She does not want little bolts of lightning to shoot out of her. Of course, she's just standing at the bottom of the ladder, holding it two hands steady, eyes level with the warning labels pasted to its metal sides. It's Uncle Potluck up top, like the stick man, so probably Uncle Potluck would get the death. Maddie'd only get severe injury, she figures. And for a minute, she thinks about what kind of injury that might be. Lightning could split a tree, she knew. Maybe it would split her. Take a leg off or something. Or maybe she'd singe all over, like a shirt ironed too hot. Either way, it is good they are inside, she tells herself. It is good that they are here, inside Mitchell P. Anderson Elementary School. Inside Miss Morgan's fifth-grade classroom. Inside the room that Uncle Potluck says will be hers once school starts. It is good, she tells herself again. And she keeps it good by focusing on the stick man, not wandering her eyes to the rows of desks, or the coat closet doors, or the blackboard up front. She reminds herself there is a whole week before this new school starts, and she doesn't have to think about any of that yet. She can just help Uncle Potluck fulfill his janitorial oath. She can steady the ladder. She can think about severe injury and death. "Maddie May," says Uncle Potluck, "I'm entrusting you with this distinguished veteran." Maddie loosens one hand from the ladder and reaches for the light bulb Uncle Potluck hands down. It is not a regular bulb, not the round kind that might ping on above a stick man if he got an idea. It is the long, skinny lightsaber kind. The kind that sat in the ceiling of every school Maddie ever went to, which is 3, 4 counting this one, 4 schools. The bulb is ash gray. Uncle Potluck puts his hat to his heart and bows his head. "Gave its life in service of the illumination of youth," he says. Maddie smiles, bows her head like Uncle Potluck. "Thank you, bulb," she says. It's only Uncle Potluck around, so she doesn't mind saying it out loud. Put that in the box, Maddie. We'll take it back to authorized personnel and give it a proper burial. Maddie nods and lets go of the ladder. It doesn't wobble. Uncle Potluck doesn't need steadying, really. He's been performing the custodial art since before Maddie was even born. Up at the front of the room, a skinny box rests against Miss Morgan's desk. Maddie sets the veteran down, and slow, careful pulls a fresh bulb from that box. A bulb so white it matches the chalk on the blackboard ledge. This is probably where she'll have to stand. It's always up front that teachers make you stand. Every time Maddie has been new at a school, the teacher made her stand in front of the blackboard and say her name. Except last time, fourth grade. That was Mrs. D'Angelo's class. Mrs. D'Angelo had a whiteboard instead. Told Maddie to stand in front of that while she wrote Maddie's name fat and loopy in blue marker on that whiteboard. Introduce yourself. I'm Maddie Breen, Maddie had said. Louder! I'm Maddie Breen. Came out quieter, though. Tell us something about yourself. And just like every other transfer day, Maddie got tangled in her own head, trying to figure out what would be good to say. What she could say that would be smart or funny or interesting enough to make people forget they already had friends and places to sit at lunch and people to be with at recess. Maddie'd had her notebook with her, the first one, the yellow one, and she'd held it to her chest like armor, tucked her chin behind it, felt her breath bouncing hot back. Shoes shuffled under chairs. Shh, someone whispered. Stuck up, got whispered back. Just the day before, Maddie had seen a TV show about Buddhist monks, how they could breathe so deep and slow they seemed to stop time, to stop their own hearts from beating. Maddie tried that then. Breathed slow and deep, trying to stop her face from redding up. It did not work. Probably because I'm not a Buddhist, she thought. And that's what she said. I'm not a Buddhist. That was enough for Mrs. D'Angelo to tell her she could sit down. Maddie did sit down. Sat holding her yellow notebook at a table Mrs. D'Angelo had pushed an extra chair up to. Sat in the place Mrs. D'Angelo said was for now. Sat with four other kids. One of them that girl's star, though Maddie didn't know that yet. All Maddie knew was that she had said, not a Buddhist. Not exactly the kind of introduction that would have people rushing to make friends. Not that she knew how to make friends, really. She could be friendly, of course. After the newness of a place wore off, she'd been friendly. By then, it was usually too late for true, tell-your-secrets-to friends. Even the nicest people calling her that shy girl instead of Maddie. Not a Buddhist. Not a Buddhist, not a Buddhist, not a Buddhist. Took a whole half of that morning before she could concentrate on anything else. When finally she did settle, Maddie caught a glimpse of the whiteboard. There was her name sitting bold and friendly among the timetables and the spelling words, like she was a lesson. Like Maddie Breen being bold friendly was just as true as 5 times 5 being 25, or weird being spelled the way it was. I'm Maddie Breen, she thought. She sat straighter. I'm bold and friendly, she thought. Fact true, like it says on the board. That's when Mrs. D'Angelo started it on science. Started writing survival on the board. Writing of the... finding no room left on that big whiteboard for fittest. Forgive me, Maddie, she said, smiling. And then Maddie Breen got erased. Chapter 2. Uncle Potluck slides the new bulb into its socket and slips the gray cover into its place among the ceiling tiles. Maddie has to move so he can step down the ladder. But she's close enough to hear the hooting sound he makes on the third step. It's his traitorous knee that makes him hoot. The tiny sting of it when he's taking stairs, or kneeling, or getting up from having sat still for a movie. He's got surgery planned for a few months from now, come Christmas vacation. That's why this move was back to Uncle Potluck's, to the house where he and Mama and their brothers grew up. I've planned it all out, Mama.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?